there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hi, I'm Wendy Zuckerman, and you're listening to Shots of Science Versus. Today on the show, can MDMA kill? Because this is a party drug that some say should be seen as a legitimate medicine. But at the same time, there are these terrifying stories of people taking this drug and then dying. So what's going on here? On a November night in 1995, a young woman in the UK was celebrating her 18th birthday. Her name was Leah Betts, and she was partying with friends at home. She popped some ecstasy and seemed totally fine. But as the night went on, things got bad. And what happened next got tons of media attention around the world. And Leah became a kind of poster child for how dangerous MDMA could be. You see, Leah had started drinking water. A lot of water. News reports at the time said that she was downing glass after glass of it. She started to feel sick and then she lost consciousness. And her stepmom called the emergency. The call was later broadcast on the BBC.
Ambulance emergency. Our daughter's at a party and she's taken ecstasy along with alcohol.
How old is she?
She's 18. We've given her water. She's been sick, but she just stopped breathing. Is she breathing again? No. She's not breathing.
Okay, I've got the ambulance on the way to you now. Have you got her flat on her back on the floor?
Yes, my husband's giving her
A few days later, Leah died in hospital. So what happened here? Well, it's thought that Leah died from drinking too much water. You see, your body needs a perfect balance of salt and water to keep you alive. And when you're on MDMA, it can mess with that salt-water balance. Now, this partly happens because MDMA can trigger the release of a hormone that stops you from peeing. So you're basically retaining all of this water. And then if you're drinking a lot, that can make the situation worse. Basically, your body just gets too much fluid, your cells can start to swell, and the cells in your brain can swell too, which can ultimately kill you. Now, what happened to Leah does not happen often. In fact, one review paper looking for cases like this found only around 20 instances of people dying like that. And that was over almost three decades. And while this story of drinking too much water on MDMA got a lot of attention, deaths from hypothermia or overheating are actually more common. And that's because MDMA can drive up your body temperature. But just generally, even considering that, deaths from MDMA are rare. We couldn't find a number from the US on how many people died from taking just MDMA. But in England and Wales, on average, 43 deaths each year have been linked to taking MDMA. That's out of roughly a million ecstasy users each year. That's not good, but to put it into perspective, one scientist has said that it's safer to take the drug than to ride a horse. And the thing is that these deaths, they might not all be MDMA's fault. Because the vast majority of people who take MDMA, they buy it on the street. Here's what former DEA officer James Hunt told us about that.
These guys are not skilled chemists. If you're not a skilled chemist, you just start throwing stuff in there, bad things could happen.
So to find out more about what's actually being thrown into our MDMA, we talked to Joseph Palomar, and he's a public health researcher at New York University, researching what you really get when you think you're buying MDMA on the street. Joseph and his team stand in front of New York City clubs asking people what drugs they're using, and then they collect hair samples.
And we don't mention the hair usually until they're maybe halfway done with the survey.
Good move.
Yeah.
They're collecting hair samples because traces of what's in MDMA and other drugs can show up in your locks months after you've taken a drug. And when he did this study back in 2015, he got samples from more than 170 people. And after analyzing all that, what did he find? Well, a lot of MDMA, as he was expecting. But then he found something perhaps unexpected. Bath salts. Now, bath salts aren't actually bath salts. That's a slang term for a group of chemicals that can feel a lot like amphetamines when you take them. So they can make you panic, hallucinate, and feel paranoid. There's been reports that they can turn you into a cannibal, but that was after this creepy case in Florida where a guy chewed off a man's face. But he actually wasn't on bath salts. That's just like a regular Tuesday night in Florida. So, of the 34 people in Joseph's study who said that they had never used bath salts or similar stuff, more than 40% of them had evidence of it in their hair.
And so, what does that tell you?
It tells me that they're using drugs that are potentially more dangerous than ecstasy without knowing it.
Or they're lying to you.
yeah. Well, some people would lie, but a lot of these kids have no idea what they're taking.
Joseph just published a study this year showing that these days, MDMA in New York is way less likely to be cut with bath salts. But there's a new concern, fentanyl. Back in 2019, Joseph found evidence for it in someone's hair, even though they told him that they only took MDMA. And across the US, we don't have good numbers on how often MDMA is getting cut with fentanyl. In Mexico City, a study of 22 MDMA samples taken from a music festival found that just over half of them had fentanyl inside. And research has found that MDMA can be mixed with other stuff, like ketamine or caffeine, which Joseph says might be dangerous, or it might not.
We don't know how these drugs work at the same time. It might be quote-unquote good effects that are increased, or it might be really bad effects that are increased. Or you never know what that's going to do to your brain or your body, a combination of drugs that we don't know about.
Bottom line, it is hard to know the chance that when you buy MDMA on the street or at a music festival, it's going to be pure or not. Studies from the UK, Spain, and Australia suggest that roughly 1 in 5 samples are adulterated. Roughly. So I guess it's just best to score your MDMA from the scientists. So that is some of the scary stuff that you'll hear about MDMA. But what about the good things? Because some people take this drug and they say they feel so amazing and have the time of their lives. So how does MDMA do that inside your brain? And could this drug even be a cure for things like PTSD? To find out, you've got to listen to our full episode on MDMA. So just search for Science Versus in whatever podcast app you're using. That's Science VS. And click on our episode, MDMA, Can Ecstasy Cure Your Agony? I'm Wendy Zuckerman. Fact you next time.